The Root's on fire. You're about to experience the most high-octane pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of Vegas. What time is it? It's time for War! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
All right, welcome to the show, Wayne Allen Root, the root's on fire on Lindell TV here. Hour number two of USA Radio, hour number one of Lindell TV. I just had Mike Lindell. I was honored to have Mike Lindell as my guest for the last half hour on my USA Radio show. And he could not do my hour on Lindell TV because, of course, I'm on Lindell 2. He's on Lindell 1 at the same time as me. So it's kind of hard to schedule him to give up his show for an hour and come on my show. But he is running for RNC chair. The election is, I believe, we didn't even discuss it. I think it's this weekend, this Saturday. I'm pretty sure it's this Saturday, the RNC election, and someone's going to be the new RNC chair, whether it's Ronna McDaniel, the old one, or whether it's Harmeet Dhillon, or whether it's Mike Lindell. Those are the three candidates for RNC chair. He is certainly the only enthusiastic pitchman, salesman, infomercial TV star, CEO, businessman, marketing expert, marketing maven, marketing guru who wants the jobs. That would be a start in the right direction, but I say anyone but Ronna. Of course, I'm a fan of Mike Lindell. No question about that. I'm also a fan of his companies. They're the sponsor of this show. They're also the reason I do this show on Lindell TV. It's named after, you know, Mike Lindell, one of the great businessmen in America today, one of the most famous businessmen celebrities in America today. Go to MyPillow.com or MyStore.com. Either one, you put the promo code in Root and just shop for all the products you need. Lots of great products at MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. Use the promo code Root or call my unique phone number for MyPillow or MyStore. It's 800-632-9437, 800-632-9437, and you could shop over the phone and give them that promo code Root. Huge savings for the new year 2023. No matter what product you're buying, it costs substantially less. When you mention Root, you get the best savings and the best sale prices humanly possible. MyPillow.com, MyStore.com. So I'm looking at my phone because I just got this shocking text from one of my favorite people, my fan Dave. I call him my super fan. He's in the Allentown, Pennsylvania area. And you have to hear this. It's gut-wrenching. This came in at 6:58 East Coast time, so just literally 10, 15 minutes ago. So, Wayne, I'm sitting here listening to your show, and I ran down to the Sunoco gas station because I wanted to pick up some lottery tickets before 7 o'clock. Now, there's a woman that works down there. Her name is Melissa. She's 36 years old. 36 years old. Keep that in mind. 36 years old. When I go down there, we always talk about the COVID jab, and unfortunately, she took it and regretted that she did take it after hearing all the things that are happening to people around the world. I asked her if she has any problems. She said she has a lot of sharp pains in her legs, but she did, to be fair, have a back problem before she ever got the vaccine, so she doesn't know if it's coming from the vaccine or from the back problems, but she did not have those pains in her legs until a little after she got the jab. So anyway, I'm driving down there and I pull into the parking lot. This just happened moments ago. And there's an ambulance and a state trooper there. So I walk up and they closed the store for the night. And one of the other workers, Jenna, was outside. She was crying hysterically. And I asked her what happened. And she told me Melissa was waiting on a customer. And she just gave a strange look over at Jenna. And her eyes rolled up in her head and she dropped over dead. One of the customers started giving her CPR. And she never made it. She died. They're now waiting for the coroner. She was such a sweetheart, Wayne. And now she's gone, just like that. 36 years old with a young daughter. This has to stop now. This is Dave talking. The government needs to do the right thing and stop these jabs immediately. And they better do something for the people who got the jab because so many of them are suffering. Wow. I couldn't have said it better myself. Dave, you're a poet, my friend. Because that story should be a warning to America. And I opened my hour on USA Radio by telling everybody that the latest polls out, and I'm going to tie these two together in a minute, so be patient. Why am I bringing up a poll with Trump and DeSantis in the middle of such a poignant story? So Trump trounces DeSantis in a potential GOP primary matchup, the latest poll from Morning Consult. And I keep telling everyone, you know, I love Ron DeSantis. I think he's the best governor in America. I think he may be the best governor ever in America, not just right now. He's the best governor that's ever been. That's how good I think he is. But I'm for Trump for president. DeSantis' time will come 5-6 years from now. It's not time. Now, he might be the vice president under Trump if Trump changes his domicile, his residence, to like New Jersey, his golf club there, or his Las Vegas hotel, so he pays zero income tax. He could change his domicile in a second. That's what Dick Cheney did when he ran with George W. Bush. They both had Texas as their home. He had to change it to Wyoming. You just change it on a piece of paper, and now you both can run with no problems and no penalties from the Electoral College because you're not allowed to be from the same state. So Trump could run with DeSantis if DeSantis, you know, is the vice presidential candidate. But other than that, he should just wait to 2028. It's Trump's job. He was the president. He proved under fire the job he could do. I'm for Trump, despite the fact that I don't agree with him on the vaccine. That's the only major thing I've ever disagreed with him on. He's very wrong about the vaccine. The reason I bring it up and how I'm tying it together with this story is Trump needs to come forward soon and say, now that we control the House, and now that we're doing all these investigations, we need an investigation into the COVID vaccine. I think, this is Trump talking, I think it's great, I think it saved lives, but many other people, like Wayne Root, think it's bad, and it's not saving lives, it's costing lives, it's killing people. And you know what? We need to have that debate, we need to have that discussion, we need to have that investigation. I wholeheartedly support a congressional investigation of the COVID vaccine, and here are all the questions that need to be answered. Is it effective? It's not, by the way. Does it stop transmission? It doesn't. Does it stop people from being hospitalized? It doesn't. Does it stop them from dying from COVID? It doesn't. Does it make them sick with heart attacks? It does. Does it give them strokes? It does. Does it give them blood clots? It does. Does it kill them from turbo cancer? It does. Could we have just used ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine to fight COVID effectively? Yes, we could have. Why did everybody slander those two? Because they could not have gotten the drug companies had to destroy all competition because they never could have gotten approval for an experimental vaccine if there's anything else that works, any cheap effective drug works, and they lose all opportunity to get an experimental approval for the COVID vaccine. So all of that needs to be investigated. Are people ignoring the VAERS list, the Vaccine Adverse Events Reporting List? Yes, they are. Doctors are avoiding it. The scientists are avoiding it. The CDC is avoiding it. It's a warning. It's the canary in the coal mine. It's supposed to be a warning signal that the vaccine is killing too many people. Well, they used that warning signal in the 1970s, I think it was 77, I believe, for the swine flu vaccine. They saw that 30 people in the United States died from the swine vaccine out of 60 million that got the shot. And they stopped the program and they ended it. They suspended it and then they ended it. And now you've got tens of thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands dead from the vaccine, according to the VAERS list, and millions adversely affected and thousands crippled and disabled, maybe hundreds of thousands, maybe millions, because the guests on my show seem to think 3 million newly disabled people in America since the vaccine. So that's a huge number that are disabled and cannot work anymore. We got to support them for the rest of all time. We need an investigation. If Trump would say that, he would trounce DeSantis by 50 points, not by 17, by 50. If he just say, number one, I demand a permanent ban on mandates, just like DeSantis is trying to do in Florida, I would do it on the federal level. And number two, a congressional investigation of the COVID vaccine and the big pharma companies. Let's clear it up once and for all. I believe they'll be cleared, but if they're not, we all need to know. If he just does that, he's the winner by 50 points. But now let's get back to Dave's text to me. I mean, that's heart-wrenching. That's incredible. That brings it home. This girl's 36 years old, and she just died minutes ago. Literally, 20 minutes ago, she dropped dead at the Sunoco station near Allentown, Pennsylvania. Dave's a witness. She seized, her eyes rolled into the back of her head, and she died. 36 years old. She's vaccinated. She was getting pains in her legs. You know what that must mean? Again, I'm not a doctor. I'm not her doctor. I'm guessing. It means she had a blood clot. She had a blood clot, and blood clots in her legs eventually went up to her lungs or up to her heart and killed her. It's happening every day in the United States of America. All right, Chris, are we in our last minute? Is that the deal? All right, so I want to make sure I thank one of the sponsors of the show, Goldgate Capital. Great people at Goldgate Capital. If you ever had $15,000 in free silver offered to you, ever, well, now you have because of the Wayne Allyn Root Show. You just say Wayne Allyn Root, and if you're among the first 100 callers today, and you call them toll-free, so it costs you nothing, the risk is nothing, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order, 855-770-GOLD, toll-free, 855-770-GOLD, or go to goldgatecapital.com. They deliver it direct to your door or inside your IRA, your SEP IRA, your 401k retirement account, 100% insured, and they have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Toll-free, 855-770-GOLD. Tell them Wayne Root sent you, and you get up to $15,000 in free silver on your very first order. That poor girl at the gas station in the Allentown, Pennsylvania area, please, I hope she's going to heaven. Say a prayer. We'll be right back. I recommend that you diversify with physical gold and silver. And the company I recommend is Goldgate Capital. I trust them and I personally buy from them. Goldgate Capital sells physical gold and silver that you could put in your IRA, SEP IRA, or have it delivered right to your door, 100% insured. When it comes time to sell, Goldgate Capital makes it easy for you. They'll buy the metals back from you if you ever decide to sell. So, call Goldgate Capital toll-free at 855-770-GOLD today. Tell them Wayne Root sent you, and they'll give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. The one thing you can count on to protect what you have worked so hard for is physical gold and silver. So don't wait. Call Goldgate Capital now. Toll-free, 855-770-GOLD, 855-770-4653. $15,000 in free silver is possible on your first order. So what are you waiting for? 855-770-GOLD.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm excited to announce my new product, My Coffee. I get products all the time from entrepreneurs for my new platform, MyStore.com. And when I tried My Coffee for the first time, I was blown away. It is the best coffee I've ever had in my life. I spent the last 4 months doing my due diligence, and this family-owned business micromanages every step from the fields to the cup to ensure the best quality coffee you're ever gonna have. It starts with the beans that are grown in Honduras. Honduras's volcanic soil and humid climate make the perfect growing conditions for coffee plants, which produce the best beans ever. Then each batch is tested for its aroma, taste, and other aspects to meet the highest standards in the coffee industry. And after that, it goes into production, which is all done right here in the USA. It's like you're getting that small batch specialty coffee, but delivered right to your front door. So go to MyStore.com or call the number on your screen. Use the promo code and you'll get your very own My Coffee for 25% off. You guys all know that I've traveled the country for the past year and a half. I've stayed in hundreds of hotels. I've tried every coffee out there. Well, some of the coffees have that terrible aftertaste, some that leave me jittery, or I get an upset stomach. Well, My Coffee is different. It's the richest, smoothest, best coffee I've ever had. My Coffee comes in a variety of flavors. You get them ground or whole bean, plus it's certified organic and non-GMO. I guarantee it'll be the best coffee you've ever had. So go to MyStore.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code and you'll get My Coffee for 25% off. And I'm going to give you deep discounts on all My Store products. That's MyStore.com. It's my new platform for USA entrepreneurs. Please order now.
Roots on Fire. That's some story, huh? Amazing. And I just spoke to my wife, Cindy, and I can't tell you the real, you know, details of the story yet because I don't have them verified yet, but we believe it's another vaccine death story with another young gal, 34 years old, who just had a baby, who literally dropped dead. Now the father's got to take care of a brand new newborn while he goes to work every day and has no idea how he's going to do it. But a friend of a friend of a friend's son and daughter had a new baby, and the wife, 34 years old, dropped dead of a heart attack. Very similar circumstances. Just happened today, and I'm just verifying that she was, in fact, vaccinated before I give you more of the story. You never know. Sometimes, I'm sure, in the history of the world, somebody has dropped dead at 34 years old before there ever was a vaccine, and people just have tragedies. People have health tragedies. It is possible. See how fair I am? Even though I know that's not going to be the case, because nobody ever dropped dead at 34 after having a baby, you know, 1 month ago. They just, new mothers don't just drop dead of a heart attack at 34 years old. Never happened before the vaccine. And this gal who dropped dead at the Sunoco station, things like this never happen. They happened with an 80-year-old cashier behind the, you know, behind the counter. That's the word I'm looking for. The counter at the Sunoco, you know, a 75, 80-year-old, but not a 36-year-old who just got vaccinated and was complaining about pain in her legs. Come on, guys. This type of stuff never happened before. And just to show you that everyone who's smart and rich and successful knows what's going on. They just won't tell you. Couple of stories for you. Let me start with a doctor's story. Because I just found out yesterday about someone who had a vaccine injury, and they've been to 15 doctors, and all 15 admit it's a vaccine injury, but they won't put it in writing. So if she sues, you can't win, because the judge and the jury would want to see a doctor testify that it's a vaccine injury. You have to prove it's a vaccine injury to sue your doctor. You can't sue Big Pharma because they've been given full immunity from lawsuits. You cannot sue Big Pharma over this vaccine. So if you happen to get sick or someone you love dies, you have no recourse except to sue the doctor who gave the vaccine. But all the other doctors, you know, are covering up for the doctors because they figure if I cover up for him, then he'll cover up for me and I'll never get sued. So all 15 admitted it's a vaccine injury, but none of them are willing to put it in writing, let alone testify in court. So let's see you beat that thin white line, right? As they always say, cops won't testify against other cops. It's the thin blue line. Even if they see someone do something bad, they just don't want to testify against a fellow cop. Well, guess what? Doctors don't want to testify against fellow doctors because they're afraid the next one will be against them. So this is what we're up against. So that's a pretty serious story. But here's another one that's even more telling. The attendees of the World Economic Forum, which is going on in Davos, Switzerland right now, which is just outside, I believe, of Geneva. And there's like a thousand, first of all, jets there. So here's an entire conference devoted primarily to climate change and green energy and global warming. And they all fly in on private jets. You understand the absurdity of that, right? So that's number one. And number two, I mentioned on the air the other day that I believe they're all going there to have sex with hookers. And I just said that off the top of my head. And the next thing I know is articles all over the internet yesterday that all the hookers, the high-priced escorts of the world, are descending on Davos, Switzerland, because all those men are willing to pay $2,500 a night for accompaniment with a female prostitute. So that was the second thing I said about it. They're all full of crap. They fly in their private jets in order to have sex around the world with strange women. And then here's the big one. The attendees hire unvaccinated pilots only to fly them to Davos, because they all know that we are one pilot heart attack away from planes going down and crashing. And I'm sure it's happened already. You know, there have been plane accidents all over the world, and there have been single-engine jet plane accidents all over the world, and also commercial jets. One went down just the other day. You don't know if it's because the pilot keeled over with a heart attack. It fell onto the steering wheel, and the whole plane went under. Even the co-pilot couldn't save the plane. But you say, Wayne, you're being hysterical. Really? Then how come in Davos, Switzerland, and the meeting of the richest people in the world, they're only hiring unvaccinated pilots? I guess I'm right. As usual, I told you so. They all know what I know, and now they know what you know, or you know what they know. But they know what most people in the world don't know. Obviously, the richest people in the world know the vaccine is deadly, or they wouldn't be taking ads out for only unvaccinated pilots allowed to fly my private jet. We'll be right back. Wayne Allyn Root, The Root, The Root, The Root's on fire, here at USA Radio and Lindell TV.
If someone told you that you could change your entire life in 88 days, would you do it? Would you believe it?
We are John and Chelsea Jubilee. What would you say if we told you that you could reverse diabetes, high blood pressure,
or most any other disease without painful exercises in just 88 days?
I didn't even think I'd cry talking about that.
It's okay.
But honestly, it was really cool to be able to get my life back.
We have a breakthrough science of intercellular hydration.
Don't miss your opportunity to get well. We know that almost everybody out there is selling false hope, that everyone is selling a diet, but every diet works for a minute. But life is longer than a minute. But you need something that's sustainable.
We have been helping people for over 25 years with this breakthrough science of intercellular hydration.
You will lose fat fast, including that killer visceral fat. Chronic dehydration is the root cause of most illnesses. We want to encourage you, go log on to our website. Watch these amazing testimonials. They sound too good to be true.
Every day we hear someone that says, it sounded too good to be true, but it worked for me.
Had their kidney function down to 60%, that's irreversible kidney damage. No getting that back. Except it did. My kidney function came back.
88 days, what could you expect? What I didn't expect. My acid reflux I had for over 20 years, it's completely gone.
It's okay to be skeptical, but don't miss your opportunity to be your best you ever now.
So log on to energizedhealth.com. That's energizedhealth.com.
Do you own a small or medium-sized business? Do you like paying huge taxes to Uncle Sam? What if you could save a ton of money? Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Engineered Tax Services, ETS, can help you keep more of your own money, perhaps a lot more. What ETS does is help regular businesses like yours by working with your accountant to obtain the types of complex, lucrative tax credits that usually only go to billion-dollar corporations. ETS is the leading tax expert in America for decades. Their tax attorneys, engineers, and scientists have performed millions of these services, and they've saved regular businesses like yours billions of dollars. ETS minimizes your tax liabilities and maximizes your wealth, just like the billion-dollar multinational corporations, except they do it for the little guy working directly with your accountant. Call Engineered Tax Services today to get a free, no-cost analysis. Call 800-236-6519 or visit engineeredtaxservices.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell. Years ago, when I invented my pillow, I was faced with every adversity you could think of. No retailers wanted to sell my pillow. That's come full circle. Vendors took advantage of me, and I was copied by China. Well, by the grace of God, I was able to get through all that and learn from it. I have a passion to help other U.S. entrepreneurs, and that's why I created my new platform, MyStore.com. We have hundreds of products from amazing entrepreneurs.
Today, I'm featuring my friends with the Bionic Wrench, a revolutionary American-made wrench that grips on all six sides. It is 14 wrenches in one. It's so easy to use. You just squeeze the handles, and it will automatically find the right size. The father and son team behind the Bionic Wrench have been fighting against Chinese knockoffs in court for years, but continue to make their products right here in the USA. This is the magic of the wrench. When you squeeze the handles, the six jaws come down and automatically find the right sized wrench. Even works on damaged or stripped nuts or bolts. These guys reinvented the wrench. Stop searching for the right size wrench and get the patented gripping action of the Bionic Wrench. You just squeeze the handles, and it will automatically find the right size. American made and a proven winner. All you need to do is squeeze and turn just like using pliers. Everybody needs one. at home, or on the road. There are thousands of uses for the Bionic Wrench. Never search for the right-sized wrench again. The Bionic Wrench is the only wrench you will ever need. This amazing American-made product is available right now at mystore.com. Just use the promo code on your screen. You can get the Bionic Wrench, regularly $42.84, now only $29.99 with your promo code. It's a great American-made gift.
So go to mystore.com and use that promo code on your screen to get huge discounts on all my store products. Thank you and God bless.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. Are you a conservative warrior? A Christian patriot? Do you love America? It's time to teach a lesson to corporate America. If companies go woke, they will go broke. I'm so excited to tell you about an online store run by conservative and patriots, greatpatriotstore.com. All of the products are made in America at the highest quality and at the best prices found anywhere in the world. GreatPatriotStore.com. This is the answer to inflation. Every household product you're already buying is available at GreatPatriotStore.com for a dramatically lower price. Healthier, environmentally friendly products from a pro-America company, and you save a fortune. GreatPatriotStore.com. Plus, you'll save time and money on gas, not having to drive to the store. It's all shipped to your doorstep. Go now to GreatPatriotStore.com. Stop spending your hard-earned dollars with woke companies. Buy American products from an American company, GreatPatriotStore.com. The Root's on fire. Welcome back to the show. If you missed the last segment, I told the most gripping story I think I've ever told on the air. My great super fan, Dave, was listening to my show. And then we'll get right to my guest, Brigitte Gabriel, who I love, who's a high-energy spark plug. I mean, she's just great. And I just love her energy matching mine. But I've got to tell this story again for those who didn't hear it. So he told me that just a half hour ago, he was going to the Sunoco gas station to buy lottery tickets in Allentown, Pennsylvania. And he said in the last few days, he kept speaking to this gal behind the counter, the cashier behind the counter, 36 years old. And she was saying she'd gotten vaccinated and she regretted it. And she had pains in her legs, right? And then he went there this afternoon, literally 30 minutes ago. And as he drove up, he saw ambulance and state trooper and said, "What's going on? Why is the store closed? Where is everybody?" Thought they were robbed, right? No, that gal had dropped dead. She seized and eyes rolled to the top of her head and she dropped dead at the counter. They gave her CPR. She did not recover. She's dead. She has a young daughter. Her name is Melissa. Melissa, I believe it was. Yes, Melissa. 36 years old. She just died moments before my friend got to the Sunoco gas station outside Allentown, Pennsylvania, and Melissa's gone. And you could almost bet $1 billion that it's from the vaccine and that pain in her legs was a blood clot and it went straight to her heart or straight to her brain and boom, you're dead. You either die of an aneurysm or you die of a heart attack. Just so tragic what's happening in this world from this vaccine. Just terrible. All right, let me mention the sponsor of the show, and then we're off to my wonderful high-energy guest, Brigitte Gabriel. So VRA is the sponsor of this segment of the show. For more than 30 years, Kip Herridge has been a leader in the financial industry, top name on Wall Street, raised hundreds of millions of dollars for great American companies on Wall Street. I've known him for 20 years now, and for 19 of those years, and this will be his 20th anniversary with his newsletter called VRA, which stands for Vertical Research Advisory. It's a global investment and economic newsletter. And for the last 19 years, he's beaten the market 16 out of 19 years. And not just beaten it, but beaten it like a rug. Just destroyed the markets. The man is amazing. He's the Nostradamus of Wall Street. And now he wants to prove it to you. So he's giving you 2 weeks free of his daily newsletter, his VRA newsletter. And he's giving you his new best-selling book, The Big Bribe, free. All you do is go to VRAinsider.com. That's it. VRAinsider.com. Get 2 weeks free of the newsletter. I guarantee you, after you see it for 2 weeks, you will stay for life. It's a money maker. He makes money whether the markets go up or the markets go down, whether the economy goes up or the economy goes down. He shows you how to make money in good markets and bad. He is number one. Amazing. VRAinsider.com. All right, Bridget Gabriel is with us, national security analyst, chairman of ActForAmerica.org, New York Times bestselling author. Her latest book is called Rise. Bridget, welcome to the Wayne Allyn Root Show. How are you?
Thank you, my friend. Always happy to be with you.
So I can't start this conversation without asking you, I assume you just heard the story of this poor girl, Melissa, working at a gas station in Allentown, Pennsylvania, got vaccinated, regretted getting vaccinated, was very upset that she ever let herself believe the hype and got vaccinated, was having pain in her legs, and literally moments ago, she seized and dropped dead, 36 years old. Aren't you hearing stories like this happening all over the United States?
You know, we are hearing stories like this now on a daily basis, whether in the United States or places around the world. You know, I have a lot of friends around the world because I was born in the other side of the world. So, and I worked in the press and I have friends all over the world. And it's amazing how many people call me and say, oh my gosh, you can't believe it. You know, we heard these people are dying. Not to mention the news we are hearing, the reports that are coming out about athletes dropping dead, healthy young athletes.
Right.
And here's the interesting thing also, Wayne, is, you know, countries keep track of how many people are born and how many people die. Regardless of why these people died, they don't keep a track of exactly why they died, but countries know how many people die and how many people are born because they keep track of their population. And in the last year, in 2022, we have seen a rise in deaths all across the globe, all countries across the globe, more than 2020 and 2021. What does that tell you? I mean, in 2020, we had COVID.
Right.
All of us, and not many people died. In 2021, not many people died.
Right.
But all of a sudden, in 2022, after a lot of people have been vaccinated worldwide, and by the way, they're still
I'm gonna correct you a little bit and expand on what you just told us, because everything you said is true, but I want to tell you the real point of the story. It's not that deaths are up all over the world in every country, like you just said. They're up all over the world in every highly vaccinated country.
Yes.
They're not up
yes.
in the unvaccinated countries. Like in Africa, there's no
right.
rise in mortality in Africa. Matter of fact, there's no sickness in Africa. They don't have COVID. Does anyone want to know why they don't have COVID in Africa, the poorest continent in the world? They're the only one, only rich countries get COVID. The germ runs away from Africa because they have malaria in Africa. So they all take over-the-counter hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin pills. They all get it without a doctor's prescription, and they take it all the time to prevent malaria. Therefore, it prevents COVID, and they don't get COVID.
Right.
There is no COVID in Africa. Does anybody find that
right.
interesting? Why would it not be in Africa,
thank you
right?
for clarifying that. That's such an important point, you know, Wayne.
Yes.
And by the way, in Africa, they call it the Sunday pill. Everybody takes it once a week on a Sunday. They call it the Sunday pill. And that's why we have not seen the effects in Africa like we have seen in a more developed, sophisticated countries like the West, where they practically force their population to take the vaccine. Except
that's
for
funny.
The
you just taught me
like
something.
Us. Yeah.
You just educated me, Brigitte, because guess what? I take ivermectin as a preventative once a week. And guess when I take it? Every Sunday. Because I know
okay,
I'll remember
it
if it's always on one day. I didn't know they called it a Sunday pill in Africa.
The
I had no
Sunday
idea.
Pill.
That's funny. And,
yeah.
And I just happen to choose the same day because it's easy to remember Sundays. You know, it's the day you go to church. It's the day you watch NFL football. It's the day you take your ivermectin pill or your hydroxychloroquine.
Right.
I had no idea other people did the same thing. That's funny. All right. The number one news story of the day, separate from all the deaths from COVID, and those stories come up every minute. But the number one story has got to be the classified document scandal involving Joe Biden. So let's get your opinions on Biden versus Trump classified documents. Tell us what you think.
Well, look, at least President Trump declassified the documents because he was a president. And as a president, he can declassify the documents and he can take them home with him. And by the way, he had Secret Service and he put them in one place. When Biden stole the documents, he was vice president. He did not have the authority to declassify them. He basically stole them and took them to his residences, where we found out they are not only in UPenn, but they are also in his home in Delaware in multiple places. And by the way, a lot of people had access to his garage. We already have seen pictures of Hunter Biden driving the Corvette back in 2017, 2018. Who was guarding the documents when Biden was driving the Corvette? So, you know, this is the scary part. But you know the interesting thing, Wayne, that I want to talk about? Have you noticed we have not heard
yes.
from Obama? Obama! Where's
right,
Obama?
Not a word.
This is his vice president.
Well, you want... You want to know what my theory is? What? Obama and his people are the ones who leaked all this to destroy Joe Biden because he wants Michelle to run for president. Just my gut instinct and my guess, but I believe Michelle Obama's on the way for president of the United States, and I believe Obama's fingerprints are all over the leak of the classified document scandal involving Biden. Obama's the reason we found out about it, because he's always wanted to get rid of Joe. He can't stand him, and he's trying to move him out of the way so his wife can be the president of the United States in 2024. How do you like that guess?
You are brilliant. Yeah, I mean, it's amazing. And Michelle already wrote a book, you know, laying the ground, because she wants to run in 2 years. Everybody knows they do not want knucklehead, our vice president, who cannot put a coherent sentence together. Biden, they do not want to run him again. And also the interesting thing is, why did they search Biden's house? Who decided to search the house? Why then? Why they didn't release it to the press? And all of a sudden we're finding out all this information. They want to get rid of Biden. They know he can't run again.
Yes, they do. This is a deep state attempt to get rid of Biden, and the deep state is Obama. I'm telling you, Obama is the D.C. swamp and the deep state, and they want to get rid of him for a couple of reasons, I believe. Number one, they know he wouldn't win because he's a horrible candidate, so they'd have a better chance with almost anybody else but Biden. And number two, they want to make room, if it is Obama, for his wife, Michelle. And it also could be Gavin Newsom, but he's angling to be the guy. And then number three, if they actually indict or impeach Biden and remove him from office on the basis of classified documents, they believe that they can then go after Trump and make it look like they're being fair because they did it to the Democrat Biden. So we have every right to do it to the Republican Trump. This is their justification for going after Trump. So in the end, Brigitte, I don't even think it has a lot to do with Biden. It's more has to do with their obsession. They've got to eliminate Trump, and they know it looks so biased. This is the way to make it look not so biased. What do you think of that angle?
They are obsessed with Trump, and they know that nobody can win against Trump if Trump runs for president. Kamala Harris can't do it. Biden can't do it. Michelle Obama, that's why they are prepping the way for Michelle Obama. Michelle Obama is the only person that can go up against President candidate Trump running again. But again, they want to eliminate him. They want to do everything they can to eliminate him. I have never seen hatred to the level that they hate President Trump.
Amazing.
It's mind-boggling.
It is. And by the way, second time in the last 3 weeks, Jimmy Kimmel mentioned Wayne Allyn Root in his opening monologue last night because he was busy attacking Donald Trump and his friend Wayne Allyn Root. Second time in 3 weeks, I made the opening monologue of Trump-obsessed, Trump-hater Jimmy Kimmel on ABC TV with his late-night show. I mean, the guy is off the gird, off the grid. He's nuts. Yeah. They're so obsessed with Trump. They're like Glenn Close boiling bunnies. That's what they're like. Yeah. They're crazy. Brigitte, always great to have you on. Love your energy. Her website, actforamerica.org. Her latest book is Rise. She is the chairman of the board of actforamerica.com and a national security analyst, as well as New York Times bestselling author. Thank you, Brigitte. Happy New Year.
Thank you, my friend.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm excited to announce my new product, My Coffee. I get products all the time from entrepreneurs for my new platform, mystore.com. And when I tried My Coffee for the first time, I was blown away. It is the best coffee I've ever had in my life. I spent the last 4 months doing my due diligence, and this family-owned business micromanages every step from the fields to the cup to ensure the best quality coffee you're ever gonna have. It starts with the beans that are grown in Honduras. Honduras's volcanic soil and humid climate make the perfect growing conditions for coffee plants, which produce the best beans ever. Then each batch is tested for its aroma, taste, and other aspects to meet the highest standards in the coffee industry. And after that, it goes into production, which is all done right here in the USA. It's like you're getting that small batch specialty coffee, but delivered right to your front door. So go to mystore.com or call the number on your screen. Use the promo code and you'll get your very own My Coffee for 25% off. You guys all know that I've traveled the country for the past year and a half. I've stayed in hundreds of hotels. I've tried every coffee out there. Well, some of the coffees have that terrible aftertaste, some that leave me jittery, or I get an upset stomach. Well, My Coffee is different. It's the richest, smoothest, best coffee I've ever had. My Coffee comes in a variety of flavors. You get them ground or whole bean, plus it's certified organic and non-GMO. I guarantee it'll be the best coffee you've ever had. So go to mystore.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code and you'll get My Coffee for 25% off. And I'm going to give you deep discounts on all My Store products. That's mystore.com. It's my new platform for USA entrepreneurs. Please order now.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. Folks, you've no doubt heard about the MyPillow products and how they've changed lives for the better. People are sleeping better than ever before with their MyPillow, including me. Well, Mike Liddell has done it again with his new My Slippers. Mike took over 2 years to develop these, ensuring they weren't just any old slipper. These slippers are made with a three-tiered cushioning system, two layers of MyPillow foam, and a layer of impact gel to prevent fatigue and offer comfort all day long so they could be worn both indoors and outdoors. These are now my favorite slippers ever. For a limited time, you will now save $90 on a pair of My Slippers. This blowout sale of the year won't last, so order now. Log on to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials, and use promo code WAR for Wayne Allyn-Root to receive this incredible limited-time offer. That's MyPillow.com, promo code WAR, or call 800-659-9475.
Stand up, Mike!
He's a patriot. Mike is a patriot. Mike Liddell. He's the greatest buyer of commercials in the history of our country. This guy, he's got more commercials than anybody. If he struck oil, the oil companies couldn't afford to put on the commercials that you do. Will you explain this to me, please? Someday you're going to sit down and explain. He's the single greatest commercial buyer, but I have heard you're doing great. I have heard that patriots are buying those pillows and they're very good. And everything else. But we want to thank you. This guy's been fighting this fight. And the FBI raided Mike. Can you believe it? They raided Mike. They took his phone. And Mike looked at him like they're crazy. Never happened like this. Anyway, thank you, Mike. I appreciate it very much. Everybody here appreciates it. Thank you, Mike.
I recommend that you diversify with physical gold and silver. And the company I recommend is Gold Gate Capital. I trust them and I personally buy from them. Gold Gate Capital sells physical gold and silver that you could put in your IRA, SEP IRA, or have it delivered right to your door, 100% insured. When it comes time to sell, Gold Gate Capital makes it easy for you. They'll buy the metals back from you if you ever decide to sell. So, call Goldgate Capital toll-free at 855-770-GOLD today. Tell them Wayne Root sent you, and they'll give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. The one thing you can count on to protect what you have worked so hard for is physical gold and silver. So don't wait. Call Goldgate Capital now. Toll-free 855-770-GOLD, 855-770-4653. $15,000 in free silver is possible on your first order. So what are you waiting for? 855-770-GOLD. All right, Wayne Allyn-Root. More funny talk during the break. I'm telling you, you would pay admission to be on during the break. Nevada Corporate Headquarters is the sponsor of this segment of the show. And it's not because I live in Las Vegas, Nevada. Has nothing to do with that, actually. I just happen to know these guys. And they are a national company that is based in Las Vegas. And what do they do? Well, first of all, they're going to give away free a copy of their book, The Nevada Edge, to teach you what an advantage it is to start a business in Las Vegas, Nevada, even if your business is in Dearborn, Michigan, even if your business is in Detroit, even if your business is in Chicago, even if it's in Allentown, Pennsylvania, or Dallas, Texas, doesn't matter. You want to set up the corporation in Las Vegas, Nevada. Why? Because in Nevada, you're bulletproof, literally bulletproof, from a government overreach and from lawsuits, and you've got anonymity. Nobody ever knows your name owning the corporation. Just go to NevadaWar.com and check it all out. It's all in the book. Get the Nevada Edge for free. You just go to NevadaWar.com for Wayne Allyn-Root. That's the, you know, domain they got just for my fans. Then they know it's coming from this show, and they automatically send you a free copy of the book. And that's it. No questions asked, and you don't have to do a thing. You just get a free book. And once you're convinced, after you get that free book, I'm telling you, you will incorporate your company or your LLC in Nevada. So that's the story. They've been in business 30 years. They have five-star reviews. More than 14,000 people give them five stars. NevadaWar.com. Get the free book, The Nevada Edge. So I told you when the show opened that the World Economic Forum is meeting in Davos, Switzerland, and they said safety of our members is the number one priority, so we are demanding only unvaccinated pilots fly the people in, the billionaires in, for this global get-together in the World Economic Forum. What do they know that you and I don't? Well, they know what the vast majority of the, you know, masses of idiots don't know, that the vaccine's a killer and you don't want your pilot to be vaccinated. They don't know more than you and me. If you've been watching this show or listening to this show, you know what they know, which is don't ever have a vaccinated pilot piloting your plane. And so it's very scary that all the commercial jets are piloted by people who've been vaccinated. Very scary. Thank God there's two in every cockpit. So the odds of a crash, I think, are very slim, because if one of them dies in mid-flight, the other one takes over. So you should be okay, hypothetically. But, you know, we've never worried about two of them dying before. What if they both die of heart attacks? What if one has a heart attack and the other has a stroke? You have the flight attendant fly you? What if she has a heart attack? She's been vaccinated too. She wouldn't have her job otherwise. Pretty scary stuff. All right. And then on top of that, the Justice Department of Joe Biden is fighting to bring the mask back. We know that's a joke. You know, that's just idiotic. Here's a hole in the mask, you know, times a thousand. So you put it under a microscope, the hole looks like this. And the germ is like little tiny microscopic, and the hole's this big in the mask. It doesn't stop a single germ. It's the stupidest thing I've ever heard of. And everybody knows it. And it's just like all the doctors know the vaccine is killing people, but they won't say it because they'll lose their medical degree, their license. And they also know that the masks don't work, but they don't want to say it because they could lose their license. And their other, you know, other doctors will mock them, and the government will come after them, and somebody will sue them. And so they just take the path of least resistance, and they say nothing, and they let everybody live under the delusion that masks work when masks don't work. We all know that. We also know the results, right? In every state and city that was masked versus states and cities that weren't masked, the results of COVID were exactly the same. It didn't prevent one death. Just idiotic. Breaking news. Here's big news. The National NHS, this is the England's version of the CDC, National Health Service. The director of the National Health Service of England confirms hospitals lied about the cause of death being COVID to create the illusion of a COVID pandemic. Wow. In a newly implemented medical examiner system to certify deaths, the medical examiner was certifying all types of flu and pneumonia deaths as COVID-19 deaths. Former NHS director of end of care finally admitted this in England. This has been going on all over the world. It certainly happened in America. They exaggerated all the COVID deaths. The hospitals were not full. The ICUs were not full. Everybody wasn't dying. And oh, by the way, the other thing we found out is the average age of death was the same average age of death in the United States of America for the last 20 years. You know, the average person dies at like 76.7 years old. What was the average age of death of COVID? 76.7, which means they were going to die anyway. And they got the flu and they got sick and they died. What's that got to do with their grandkid not going to school? What's that got to do with their children giving up their business, closing their business down and losing their home? Nothing. It was all a giant scam. and they lie to your face about the people dying in hospitals, because they weren't. They were dying of the flu, and they categorized all of it under COVID because they got a giant, I think it was a $29,000 or $39,000 bonus. I forget now, I knew it back in 2020, that every hospital got like $39,000 for every dead person they claimed died of COVID, and nobody ever questioned them. So they just said everybody died of COVID. There never was an hysterical reason to get vaccinated. You could have used ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine, and in most cases, you'd be fine. You could have taken vitamin D3, and in most cases, you'd never get seriously ill. But they didn't let you know any of that. They made you hysterical, and then they told you, we've got the answer. It's the COVID vaccine. And that's the real killer. All right, Wayne Allyn Root. We'll see you tomorrow. God bless you.
Hello, I'm Mike.